This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The African-American man who died in police custody in the state of Minnesota, setting off global protests against police brutality and racism, was buried next to his mother Tuesday in his home state of Texas. George Floyd died May 25th after Minneapolis police arrested him on suspicion of spending a counterfeit $20 bill in a food store. A white police officer who kept his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes, even after Floyd said he couldn't breathe, is charged with second-degree murder. Three other officers at the scene are charged with aiding and abetting. There are also calls across the country for cities to defund and reform police departments. President Donald Trump is being criticized for sharing an unfounded conspiracy theory suggesting that an older protester police push to the ground last week in Buffalo, New York, could have been an anti-fascist provocateur trying to disrupt police communications. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo condemned Trump's tweet, saying he should apologize for his mean and reckless words. The 75-year-old man remains hospitalized, and the two officers who pushed him are charged with assault. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the president's highest profile authority on coronavirus pandemic, described COVID-19 as his worst nightmare. On Tuesday, the New York Times said he made the comment in remarks broadcast to a group of biotechnology industry executives. Fauci said the speed at which the disease moved around the globe was surprising. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hong Kong police say 53 people were arrested when thousands of protesters ignored a police ban to mark the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement Tuesday night. Earlier in the day, hundreds also staged protests in seven shopping malls across the Asian financial hub at lunchtime. The throng of demonstrators chanted pro-democracy slogans and displayed banners saying Hong Kong independence and liberate Hong Kong, revolution of our times. Intending to stamp out protests, China's legislature in late May passed a plan to force sweeping national security laws on Hong Kong to prevent and punish acts and activities that threaten national security, including advocacy of secession, subversion, terrorism, and foreign interference. Asked by reporters about the year-old protest movement, Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, said, "Everyone needs to, in her words, learn a lesson from the challenges, and people should understand that Hong Kong cannot cope with chaos." Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza died after suffering what the government said was a heart attack 2 months ago before he was scheduled to leave office. He died at a hospital Monday. Burundi's constitution says the president of the National Assembly replaces a president who dies, but there was no immediate word Tuesday on when the assembly leader might take office. And Nkurunziza's wife is ill, recovering from coronavirus at a hospital in Kenya. The illness triggered rumors that the president had caught the disease as well. And Nkurunziza's handpicked successor won last month's presidential election. In a statement Tuesday, Human Rights Watch says Nkurunziza ruled Burundi through fear and crushed dissent. Voters in five U.S. states went to the polls Tuesday for political party primary elections, but the balloting in the southern state of Georgia was slow. Voters reporting long lines and officials saying there were problems with voting machines not working. Elections also were held in Nevada, South Carolina, North Dakota, and West Virginia. The spread of the coronavirus pandemic here in the U.S. has pushed the state election officials to institute new measures to allow absentee voting by mail, even as President Trump has contended without evidence that mail-in voting will lead to widespread voting fraud. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.